As the horror bushfire conditions ease, some states are already conducting inquiries into the disaster. On top of that, the Prime Minister has declared he'll be taking a proposal for a royal commission to Cabinet. For some firefighters, it's a welcome announcement, but others aren't so sure. Political reporter Claudia Long has more.
In the midst of a fire season with months left to run its course, Scott Morrison says a major rebuilding effort is about to begin.
There are scars on our landscape and there are scars on our people and scars you won't see. And the rebuilding effort is just not rebuilding the infrastructure, it's just not rebuilding the towns and the homes.
$76 million of the $2 billion bushfire recovery fund will be going towards mental health and trauma services in bushfire-affected communities, with the government including free counselling sessions, more money for Headspace and further Medicare rebates in the package. And by the Prime Minister's side as he made the announcement yesterday, CEO of the National Mental Health Commission, Christine Morgan.
The one thing we know at the moment is that it's okay to not be okay. And it's almost impossible, I think, to go through this without some sort of impact.
This morning, another allocation from the fund is being announced. $50 million in total to help wildlife recover from the massive impact of fires on habitat and animal populations. While the government continues to make decisions on spending the fund, Cabinet will soon be considering another major proposal.
I think there's obviously a need for a national review of the response.
Speaking with the ABC's David Spears yesterday morning, the PM flagged his support for a royal commission into the bushfire crisis.
I think that is what would be necessary, and I'll be taking a proposal through Cabinet to that end, but it must
be a national royal commission.
Yeah, but it must be done in consultation with the states and territories.
Along with the Greens, firefighters' unions from New South Wales, WA, South Australia and Queensland have called on the government to set up a royal commission into the disaster.
These things take time to set up and we're 9 months out, possibly the next fire season.
Leighton Drury is the State Secretary for the Fire Brigade Employees Union of New South Wales.
Royal commissions or any investigation can go for a long time, so we should start them as soon as we can.
In the federal parliament, while the government will likely have the support of the Greens who have been calling for a royal commission, Labor still have concerns.
And what we don't want is to hear in coming weeks and months, I can't answer that because it's been dealt with by the Royal Commission.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Labor is in favour of an inquiry, but reaffirmed his call for an earlier meeting of the Council of Australian Governments, where state and territory leaders would meet with their Commonwealth counterparts to discuss the bushfires.
There's been no opportunity to sit down and properly coordinate a national response.
In Victoria, where a state government inquiry into the horror bushfire season has already begun, some aren't so sure about a national bushfire royal commission.
I just don't think it's a time for criticism.
Peter Marshall is the Victorian Secretary of the United Firefighters Union and the organisation's national secretary.
As we are speaking, there are firefighters out there fighting fires. They are the people who are actually on the front line. We really need to hear from them.
And Mr. Marshall is calling on the government to tread carefully with any inquiry.
In the context of having lived the Royal Commission and seen the trauma involved in that, I think that that needs to be carefully considered.
Peter Marshall from the United Firefighters Union, ending that report by Claudia Long, with additional reporting by Tim Skelton.